The purpose of sin and misery. Does anyone really think that God wanted to bring sin and misery into the creation as some experiment, just to see how people would react and respond? As the divine prerequisite to all of his creation being brought into ultimate communion with him and his love, he first had to alienate it from himself so as to win them back through his Son Jesus Christ. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. Psalm 90, verse 3. Adam and Eve had the perfect world as it were, yet there was no strong connection between them and God. They lacked for nothing and became blasé, and hence were not thankful for what they had. There was no contrast in their lives, so there was no longing on their part for God, for they didn't see their great need for Him. God had to put emptiness and longing for Him in their lives and hearts, as well as the rest of creation. Ultimately, this is the only way, by bringing in sin and misery, that he could accomplish this masterful plan, Logos of his, by Mark D. Vogt.